Simon & Schuster Audio presents Stranger in the Shogun City, A Japanese Woman and Her World by Amy Stanley. Read by Joy Osmansky.
A Note on Translations. Readers in the field of Japanese history will notice that I have translated every Japanese term, even when some of those untranslated terms are commonly used in English-language writing. In the realm of weights, currency, and measurements, I have translated koku as bales, ryo as gold pieces, bu as gold coins, shu as small gold coins, and mon as copper coins. I have also converted all traditional Japanese age counts to their Western equivalents. For example, in 1853, when Tsuneno died, she was 50 by the Japanese count, which considered newborns to be 1 year old. But I have given her age as 49. For ease of reading, I have also converted all Japanese years to their Gregorian calendar equivalents, even though this is not always accurate, because the Japanese and Gregorian years didn't properly align. For example, I rendered the 12th month of Tenpo 13 as the 12th month of 1842, even though it was already 1843 in Europe and the United States. Finally, many of the people I write about changed their names or went by more than one name. For the sake of consistency and readability, I always refer to them by the first version of the name I encountered in the record. Prologue. On January 1st, 1801, the first day of a new century, President John Adams opened the cold, barely finished White House for a public reception. On the other side of the Atlantic, London's church bells rang out to herald the union of Great Britain and Ireland, and a new flag, the Union Jack, was raised for the first time. Napoleon spent the day plotting future conquests, while Parisians celebrated the traditional New Year in defiance of the French Republican calendar, which did not recognize the holiday. The 18th century was over, but its waves of revolution were still crashing ashore. Looking ahead, American newspapers made bold predictions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?